internalized increased bone density, myeloproliferative, myelosclerosis, myelocavity အနေနဲ့ဖြစ်လာတဲ့ endosteal new bone formation ကြောင့်မလို့ fasciolucency ရှိနိုင်တဲ့ papulosal persistence of fibrous tissue.Generalized osteopenia in the early stage due to myelofibrosis hepatosplenomegaly. နောက်တော့လေးမှာဆိုရင်ဒီနေ osteodystrophy poisoning မှာဆိုရင် fluorosis fluorosis မှာဆိုရင် peyosia reaction တွေရှိနေ prominent မှာဆိုရင် attachment နေ calcification of ligament နေ interosseous membranes နေပြင်မဲ့ changes တွေက innominate bone နဲ့ lumbar spine တွေမှာတွေ့ရမယ် neoplasticity တွေကတော့ multifocalဖို့ဖြစ်တဲ့ generalized ဆိုင် osteoblastic metastasis proximal nerve ကနေလာတဲ့ lymphoma mastocytosis ဆိုတာ sclerosis of myelo containing skeleton နေမှာဖြစ်တဲ့ passive area resolution နဲ့ urticaria pigmentosa တွေရှိတယ် carcinoid syndrome ရဲ့ signs and symptoms ရှိနိုင်တယ်idiopathic ကတော့ multifocal ဖို့ဖြစ်တဲ့ generalized ဆိုင် budgetPediatric H2 we are here.
Hello. Long time we see. During the COVID-19 video, I would like to read H2 radiological differential diagnosis. The chapter of bones.Solitary sclerotic bone lesion causes. There are six main causes of solitary sclerotic bone lesion: developmental, neoplastic, vascular, traumatic, infected, and idiopathic. Developmental causes of solitary sclerotic bone lesion are bone island and osteosis and fibrous dysplasia.Neoplastic causes of solitary sclerotic bone lesion, mainly metastasis, mostly arise from the breast and prostate cancer. Another causes of neoplastic solitary sclerotic bone lesion is lymphoma. The other are osteoma, osteoma, and osteoblastoma. Another neoplasticCauses of solitary sclerotic bone lesion are he benign or malignant bone lesion, such as lytic metastasis following radiotherapy or chemotherapy, or he lesion or bones, fibrous cortical defect, eosinophilic granuloma, or brown tumor. And primary bone sarcoma can present as a solitary sclerotic bone lesion. And the vascular causes of the solitary sclerotic bone lesion is a bone infectAnd traumatic causes is the most well known about is called callus, especially at transfer density around the healing stress fracture. The most well known cause of infected solitary sclerotic bone lesion is OM, sclerosing osteomyelitis, or GERI is infected causes of solitary sclerotic bone lesion. And then the last cause is idiopathic.Budget is caused the solitary sclerotic bone lesion. Okay, and this is the causes of the solitary sclerotic bone lesion. And thank you. And causes of multiple sclerotic bone lesion, there are five main causes of multiple sclerotic bone lesion: developmental, neoplastic.Vascular, traumatic, and idiopathic. Infection is not included in the causes of the multiple sclerotic bone lesion. It is only included in the single solitary sclerotic bone lesion. The multiple sclerotic bone lesion caused by the development of fibrous dysplasia is mostly the congenital and the osteopoikilosis.Osteopoikilosis is symptomatic and is found as a 1 to 10 millimeter round over the stick and the appendicular skeleton and the pelvis. Ribs, scars, spine are usually exempt. is separated with the long axis of the affected bone, numerous near the end of the bone. Osteopathia striata is also asymptomatic. The linear band or dense bone parallel with the long axis of the bone, and the appendicular spadium and pelvic are most frequently affected. Scar and clavicular aspect, tuberous sclerosis. These are the diplomatic causes. Fibrous dysplasia, osteoporosis, osteopathia striata, and the tuberous sclerosis. The second causes of the multiple sclerotic formation are neoplastic. The most common is metastasis. Prostate and breast is the most common cause of sclerotic multiple sclerosis formation. The other cause is the lymphoma, mastocytosis, multiple he or he benign or malignant formation. The multiple myeloma, up to 3% of cases of multiple myeloma has a sclerosis or osteomata, Gardner syndrome. Multiple osteosarcoma is and vascular causes is the bone infect and traumatic calus around the numerous fracture can be found and numerous calus or idiopathic pattern. Thank you. Bone sclerosis with a periosteal reaction. There are four main causes of bone sclerosis with periosteal reaction: neoplastic, traumatic, infected, idiopathic. Neoplastic causes of bone sclerosis with periosteal reaction are metastasis, lymphoma, osteoma, osteoblastoma, osteosarcoma, even sarcoma, chondrosarcoma. Traumatic causes is healing fracture with callus. Infected causes of bone sclerosis with periosteal reaction are osteomyelitis, syphilis, congenital or acquired syphilis. Idiopathic causes of bone sclerosis with periosteal reaction are infantine cortical hyperosteosis. It can occur in infant up to 6 months of age, multiple bone involved at different times. Most frequently involve mandible, ribs and clavicle. Long bone, less commonly, spine, hand, feet are spread. Increased density of bone is caused by massive periosteal new bone. In the long bone, the epiphysis and metaphysis are spared. Malory osteosis, cortical and periosteal new bone given the appearance of modern words flowing down a bending canyon. The hyperosteosis tend to extend from one bone to next. Usually affect one limb, but both limbs on one side may be affected. Sometimes it is bilateral but asymmetric. Scar, spine, and ribs are certain affected.